I'm Jay.
I'm Adrian.
And together we are
the Two Crazy Cat Ladies.
I'm gonna cut you.
I think I just peed.
Buckle up. We're back in the closet.
Welcome to another episode of Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies, where we are joined today by a very special guest, someone that we have been working with and have known now for like seven or eight years or something.
Yeah.
And somebody that you guys will absolutely love because he creates your cat's favorite toy, the bouncy tail balls.
We've been keeping him all to ourselves this entire time. But now we share with you the one and only Tom Foley. It is so good to
Matt.
See. Oh my God.
Like Tom? Matt.
Tom Foley sounds familiar though. Is that like a character?
Probably a famous person.
It was someone that we met with earlier. I'm so sorry. Matt Foley, you beautiful human.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited that you're here. And guys, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat that we will be doing a little giveaway at the end of this live. So stick with us. We're gonna talk all things cat toy safety, cat toys, and specifically bouncy tail balls. So Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself, actually.
All right. Well, yeah, my name's Matthew Foley. Currently in Atlanta, in my aunt's second office. That sounds kind of fancy, but it's kind of like a second office, nursery room for my cousin who has some babies. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I lived there most of my life. Past few years, I've been in Atlanta, and I'm currently working to move out west. Past that, I created Bouncy Tails back in college. It's a project that I've been working on I probably met you guys within the first year or so of launching the product. So I'd say probably about like seven to eight years I've been working towards like just growing the business. And it's been a good ride. It's been quite the journey. Like going into it, I had no clue what I was getting into, but I knew I wanted to create a product. It turned out that I created a cat toy and I it's just started learning more about the community, and just doing what I could to get the product out there, and it's grown into what it's been today. And
I love it. It is kind of like mind boggling, right? When you first go into entrepreneurship and you're like, okay, I want to create something that's great. I want to build a business, all of that. But it's these days, at least, it's something that everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to work for themselves. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but you have no idea how much. It seems from the outside that it's like so much easier than it actually is when you're like, okay, I gotta learn the community. I gotta figure out what, like, the taxes, the business licenses, where can I sell this? How can I make this so it doesn't,
everything that goes into manufacturing.
Yeah,
too.
Manufacturing.
And then the awareness. Like, let's go back to the first moment I remember, and I can't remember.
It was Super Zoo.
You are literally at Super Zoo bouncing these balls. And we're like, what is this?
We were wearing our crazy cat lady shirts, and you were like, oh, you're cat ladies.
Yes.
We were like, yes, we are.
Yeah, I remember go ahead.
I'm just saying, it was love at first bounce.
It was.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, that was the tactic back in the day. I need to bring it back. Hopefully in this year or so we can actually host a table. When I first started out, it was really just kind of not sneaking into these conventions, but you know, I would just walk in there as a guest, have my pass, and would just have product in my backpack, walk around, bounce a bouncy tail around, and it's, you know, it's automatically kind of engaging and interactive right there. So
yeah,
able to, you know, just find different people that were interested or being like, hey, what is this? And
I love that you said those two fabulous engaging and interactive, and we're just talking about between humans,
right?
Yeah. like
There were no cats. No cats are allowed at Super Zoo.
No. Well, I mean, they do have some rescues there, but yeah. But that was like such a special moment. And it is like part of what you do, like the engagement, the interaction. These toys got us through 2019 with our babies when our house broke. Yeah. Our house is under a lot of stuff right now. But those bouncy tail balls, we played for hours, especially with our Zorro. Yeah. On the concrete floor.
Do you remember those videos where he would just jump like 6 feet in the air to, and he would catch it in his paws, put it in his mouth, land on all fours and walk it right back over to me and drop it down. He could play like that for hours with the bouncy.
Yeah, I thought he was just catching it in his mouth, but that's even more impressive that he caught it with his hands than in his mouth.
No, he caught it with his paws, put it in his mouth. It was like a
wha-bam.
It was so cool. And we were like, we have the coolest puppy cat in the world.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
So for any of you guys that do not know what we're talking about, just go to our website or go to Bouncy Tail Balls. You see, and for those of you guys that are here right now, you can see them. Most of you guys already know, if you've been a follower of ours or a customer of ours in any way, shape, or form, you probably already have these. It is it's like the favorite of the toys on our website. And we're so grateful that you created something. Also really grateful that you created something
with a
natural feather. We mean it is a real feather from a real animal.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah. And that was like one thing when it came to creating this product, and I hope to be able to do with a lot of future products that we create is creating, making it simple is like, The toy really consists of just a bouncy ball and feathers. And even though that sounds really simplistic, there is something just about that combination that is just very, yeah, it is. It always lands back on the ball. Like I had no clue what I was creating when I did. I was like in high school, I had product ideas and things that I've always, like ever since probably early high school, I had ideas of like different products I wanted to create. And I thought the coolest thing in the world would be to have a product that was sitting on the shelf of Walmart or Target. And, you know, but at the time I never thought that was really like, I just didn't think that was a realistic opportunity. I just was like, oh, big companies only do this. So yeah. So then being able to then go through college, start realizing that our actions really lead us down a path. Then I started thinking, okay, like I could do this if I want, you know, if I come up with this idea, it's a product that I could make in-house, you know, I create a logo, come up with a name. And, you know, as we start taking these steps, we start creating this, yeah, basically just turning this idea into like really conceptualizing it. So, or not conceptualizing it, but just turning it into like a tangible thing. So I guess like just to even go into the story with Bouncy Tails, I was in college trying to think of an idea. It probably took me 6 months to even stumble across Bouncy Tails. But I knew that it had to be a low cost product that I could just even make a dollar on at that point. It was just like, I didn't have a lot of money to invest, but I knew I wanted to create a product and get started with something. And my stepmom and my dad are huge animal lovers, and we've always had house cats. And my parents also, you know, I don't know how it happens, but it's like cats can just sense other like cat lovers, and they'll come from all over the place. Like we started catching all the neighborhood cats, and we were just feeding them on a consistent basis. And then it turned out one summer we ended up having those cats ended up having a litter, and so then we ended up having to take that litter in because it was storming during like the summers of Florida, you know, it's just like rainy season. So we took them in, and I was just coming home from a summer semester, got home, saw the kittens, wanted to play with them. But there wasn't a lot of toys on the patio, and the few that were, they weren't really interested in. So I was like, all right, well, let me go inside. And there was just a bed full, not really a bed, but just like part of the floor was just covered in cat toys. And I was like, this is insane. I was like, out of all these cat toys, maybe my indoor cats maybe play with like 10% of them, right? Maybe 10%, another 10% they touch or will like swat every once in a while, but probably 80% of them they don't even really interact with. It was just a product that looked fun to my parents. They bought it because they thought, oh, my cat would love it. And then it just turned out to be just kind of like a floor ornament.
That collects the dust and the little hair follicles. Yeah,
that's hands up. Everybody's got a ton of floor ornaments.
Yeah, if you have floor ornaments, we have a lot of them.
And it's super common. So for me, I say that again.
That's what they do. They collect dust,
but
right?
Yeah. They're not engaging. They're not interactive.
Right. Yeah. So for me, I looked at those toys and I was like, I bet you I could put two of these together and make a product that really works. And my stepmoms always use bouncy balls as cat toys. So in my mind, I saw a bouncy ball on the floor. I was like, never seen a bouncy cat toy before. So it was as easy as grabbing the bouncy ball, plucking a feather off some random toy, taping the feather to the ball, tossing it to the kittens, and they went crazy for it. And then from there, it was really just like, that was the light bulb moment. Cause for probably 6 months up to that point, I was kind of manifesting and thinking like, what could this product be? Like, it has to be easy to make. It has to be relatively inexpensive. Like, yeah. And it came about, and I searched on the internet for about 2 weeks, and nobody, it was at that point, I think it was 2015. Nobody had stuck feathers in a bouncy ball. So I had to give it a shot, you know? So
yeah.
And the rest is history. It's just kind of been continuing to take the steps to figure out how to get this product to people, I haven't done the best job social media wise. I'm working, trying to start to make moves and make things happen there. I know obviously you all have crushed it, which yeah, I'd love to even talk about that, but maybe we can talk about it another time. But either way, it's just incredible what you guys have done, where you all have done, and yeah, it's just I don't know. It's just like it's really cool, and I guess like for me at this point, we've had Bouncy Tails for 7-8 years, but we just have one product, and it's like for me, it's like we finally gotten to the point where we have a manufacturer that we can truly trust and grow with. I have ideas that I've been working on for probably the past like 4 years that have just been basically just collecting dust at this point. But now I'm in a position, and we also have, you know, we've had enough growth and enough cash flow to be able to start investing in these ideas. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what the next like few years, what comes about. So
what I love, I know there can be. I saw Judith ask if you had any fur babies of your own right now. What I love is that light bulb moment happening on a break from college at your folks' place with a litter of kittens, wanting to engage and interact with them, seeing a room full of floor ornaments and being like, what is it that would really bring enrichment to these babies' lives? Yeah. And I think, you know, you say the rest is history, but you know, that moment of taping a feather on a ball and the rest is history. There's so much that goes into it. I love that you've got the brain power and the passion and the drive to be an entrepreneur with something like this, because it is like you scour the interwebs and you realize no one has ever put a feather in a
bouncy ball. Why haven't they done that?
Right. And it's like, wow.
I'm going to do that.
So brilliant.
Yeah.
It's that moment of seeing you at Super Zoo and being like, what in the world do you, what
are you
that?
Doing? This is really it's cool. Brilliant. I bet our cats would love it. And our cats, you know, we have a lot of a lot of people are talking about the floor ornaments in the comments here. And you know, we have a lot of floor ornaments as well, that I just like collect and I put into a little bin of, or a toy box, if you will, for our cats. When I clean up, and then, you know, we'll try to bring them out, and they, unless it's the bouncy tail balls, they're really, or one of the brand new kitty crack knit pillows.
Right.
But that's not necessarily as play as much as, you know, it's not interactive toy. What we really love about the bouncy tail balls is they are interactive toys that we use with our cats. I get that, you know, a lot of times we'll see our cats walking around, but they bring it to us because they want to play with it. They can play with it on their own from time to time, but it's one of those that really create more of a bond between us and our cats, because we get to have that time that we play. And as simple as it is, it's brilliant. And our cats are pretty simple when it comes, you know, everybody says like, I buy my cats everything and they would just want to play in the box. They don't care about the toy. They don't care about the whatever. They want the box that it came in. That's what they want to play in. But these toys are like made specifically to be able to enrich that bond, enrich our cats, but enrich that bond that we have with our cats at the same time. And I think that's just absolutely brilliant. And I will say, everybody, I don't know if anybody said it in the comments yet, but they've already replied to all the like promos for this podcast with you, that my cats always tear off the feathers. They always eat the feathers. Yeah. And I'm like, same, ours do the same. That's, you know, and it's one of those, let's talk a little bit about toy safety. I want to say out loud to everyone, instead of just one-on-one through DMs, I want to say, or comments, I want to say out loud to everyone that the reason that we carry this is because of that real feather. If yeah. that feather were, you know, like other
synthetic or dyed or
it's got dye on it.
Purple, the bright pink, the lime green.
Right. And our cats were to chew or eat it, it would scare me. But because these are actual real natural feathers from a bird, there's actually benefits. And I don't want to say like let your cats eat them, because there's also, you know, anytime your cats eat anything, whether it be food or an inedible object, there are, you know, risks there. However, our cats have eaten a lot of them and they have never had an issue. There is zinc, there is manganese. There are lots of, if your cat, every time somebody says, it scares me because, or don't get those balls. I can't have those balls. You should not have those balls because
they take the feathers off
because your cats will eat them. It's dangerous. And I say, well, alert every outdoor cat, please alert the media, let all the cats outside know that they are no longer allowed to eat birds because they consume the feathers.
And not to make light of it. Right. Because I feel like this, as cat parents, I know that I have, you know, I live in kind of like this insular world of what's good for my cat, especially with indoor kitties. You don't think about them eating that kind of thing. So it's not, but it makes you realize, you know, some of these conversations we've had with Dr. Judy Morgan and anyone else that really wants to see what a cat does in their own environment and their element, what their instincts are. I love it most that these bouncy tail balls, in our house, they last maybe 10 minutes. Somebody gets them because it is instinctual for
our cats. If we don't do it, if we stop engaging and we just let it go.
They don't have to those feathers. Yeah. So I think, but for a lot of us, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, that's a big hump to get over, right? Like you think the feather's supposed to stay in there, but it's one of the most exciting and enriching things for our cats. And
I feel like cats get, like there's a level of like accomplishment and reward. Like it's like, at least from what I've seen and experienced, it's like when you know, when they rip off the feather, it's like they've like killed their prey. Right. And then they like they'll carry it around by the little nub. And of course, like, you know, it's like we would love to like have a product that's like fully indestructible, like, or, you know, even just more safe in regards to like maybe, and like what we plan to work towards is like creating a bouncy ball that like, or having a bouncy ball that is more durable and chew resistant and maybe like adding more feathers to it. But too, it's like, and yeah, with like the feathers, right? It's like the feathers that we have are pretty light. Like, of course you'd want to be careful if you had like big feathers that had really like durable quills, like that could be potentially
dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. But peacock feathers can be great cat toys.
But always under supervision.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And it's like, as long as they're not like chewing on it, it's more of like a wand toy. But yeah, it's like I don't know. It's like for me, like, of course it always hurts when I see people upset or they have like bad reviews on the product. It, you know, it's like, but it's like, I guess like, And like what we're focused on too is like trying to come up with solutions to also like, I don't know, like tend to those, to that feedback as well. But yeah, it's like when it comes to the product itself, it's supposed to be a very simplistic idea. bouncy cat toy. Supposed to overall be interactive, because again, it's like the whole idea even of when creating it was, and our slogan is like, if only we were cats. And yes, it's because like my friends and family and just like people in general would just be bouncing the toy around and just love the product. So it's like, for our idea was like, okay, people love bouncy tails, cats love bouncy tails, like this can create an engaging environment. And that's kind of the direction, like any other toy that we create or put out there will continue that same trend of being engaging and, you know, interactive for both people and their pets to kind of hope, like, just, and I'm not saying too, it's like, even when I'm like, and also to, I don't want to go too far off, but at the moment I don't have a personal cat. I do have family cats. I'm at the moment moving, or kind of like in the process of moving. And the last 3 years that I've 2 to 3 years that I've been in Georgia have not been a great environment to bring in a cat. Just, I mean, I could go into further details, but just, yeah, it just has not been, it just really hasn't been a good environment where I felt comfortable of like bringing a responsibility into a living situation. And like, even the past, like, I don't know, for the next like 5 months, I'll be between my aunts and my dad's and my mom's house. And it's like, you know, I don't want to have to like put that on them of like bringing then a pet into their environment when it's like, you know, it's like we already have cats too. And who knows how like Minnie and Tucker would act around a new cat and so forth. So, but yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know where I was kind of going with that, but I do remember you guys had mentioned someone had asked that question.
And, Mary just said
the right furry friend will find you at the right time.
Yep, as he always does.
They're coming for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm planning on moving out to Washington hopefully by summertime, and once I'm settled there, that's definitely a goal. I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, I have a cat toy company. I have to. I need the bouncy tail superstar. You know, it's like
a partner in your research and development.
Yeah. Right?
Like, for sure.
That's what our cats do. They test everything that we bring to market.
But also, I want to just a little heads up to you for recognizing that you're kind of in flux right now. You're in very fluid situations, moving here, there, Florida, Georgia, all over the place, moving out west. I love that you think about what it would mean for family members that you're going to be going and whatever. And also for the cat, right? Yeah. Like a lot of activity and movement. And I know there are some adventure kitties out there, but I agree with Mary that the right friend will find you at the right time.
The right
cat. I hope once I have my cat, that it's an adventure kitty and I can go on hikes with it. But yeah, it's like also too, it's like you never, it's like too, when you adopt, it's like, you never know the personality you're bringing in. So, you know, if that cat's not very outdoor, I mean, I guess in some ways, right, like conditioning and environment then kind of like builds that characteristic, that builds the characteristics and so forth. But yeah, I don't know. I did want to put that out there. But.
So I want to talk real quick about, I don't know how much, because we've talked off camera. And we're really excited about some cool things. And you guys always know that, like,
we love your brain and your heart.
Yeah.
So much.
We want to tell you guys everything, but we cannot tell until I feel like I want to tease, if we can, your next product coming out, because leave it up to you. But if you can tease the next idea coming for all of our cats. That would be awesome. So we can.
Yeah, I don't know how well I can tease it, but I mean, what I could say is we're working towards, and hopefully within the next like 4 to 6 months, we'll be able to launch a game version of Bouncy Tails. And the clue, I won't describe too much of what it is. But the clue is, if you've been to any of our conventions, maybe a couple years ago, like the last time we were maybe at like CatCon or some of our other conventions where we're hosting, I think there was a KittyCon in Tampa once that we went to. But we did have kind of like a table and a game set up there, which that kind of what is what inspired the game. So,
so much fun, by the way, just so you guys know, this is going to be like one of those things that we're going to like, we're going to just always, it's almost going to be like competition game, like cat people competition type thing. Like let's,
oh, I think we're going to turn this to
your cat better than mine.
Internet sensation, because what I love about this is you've taken the idea of engagement, enrichment, interaction when it comes to, you are doing so much for cats, especially for those of us that may not realize they're anything other than a little love loaf. Like these are little predatory beasties, as Dr. Marcy Kosky with Feeling Behavior Solutions would call them. Like they are in the wild. These babies would be spending, you know, the majority of their waking hours hunting and stalking and doing all these things and jumping and climbing and all this stuff. And I feel like we've got a little panther.
She's been so scared. We had so much noise, like scary, scary loud. This has been going on for like almost a month now.
Yeah.
But, and so she's like, and she's the, like one of the least scared of our cats. She's very, but this specific noise drilling into tile was so high pitched and scary. And I had to leave the house to go pick out some countertop, like lots of stuff and things. And so she has been hiding underneath
the couch cover,
and we like could not get her out, and she's here. So she heard your voice and she heard you talking about bouncy tail balls.
She reminds me of my dad and stepmom's, or I guess even, I don't know, I'd consider her my cat too, but Minnie, we have a black cat named Minnie, and yeah, she's very timid. She was actually outdoors at one point, and she was friendly, like I guess domesticated and friendly enough to where eventually my parents brought her in, but she still has that, like if she doesn't know you, she's under a bed or hiding and like nowhere to be found. But yeah, it's like after, you know, obviously like once you're around them enough and you know, it's like, okay, I've seen this human enough. It's like, they'll come around. Yeah, I'm curious too with like the construction, has any of your crew been like completely like nonchalant, like, oh, whatever. Like just like, it doesn't bother them, or has it bothered everybody to an extent?
Zora, our Black Panthers are our most social and brave cats. Okay. So her and her twin brother Zorro have actually been for the most part, like of course when the like new people come in at the sound, whatever, they might like go
watch
away
from
afar.
Right.
But they have not been, that's why it was so like, that's why this moment right now with her coming in is so special, because she's not usually scared. She, like the other ones, yes. Like we've found them, like
their safe spaces. We know where they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
We put on some cat TV for them or white noise. We make sure that they're, you know, completely as comfortable as possible.
Yeah. We got tunnels under the bed in the guest room where they can.
You guys had a video on that, I think, right?
Yeah.
But to your point, like the cats are so driven by, you know, it's like interesting to watch them in new situations, and they're so driven by instinct, you know, like these predatory beasties, they are little predators and they have such an awesome prey drive that makes them do incredible things, jump 6 feet up in the air, grab a ball with their, put it in their mouth, land on all fours. Yeah. At the same time, they also have really keen survival instincts. So if there's something new or whatever, it's like they really scope it out first. So some of our cats are a little more timid, but they're driven by instinct. You know, it's that whole thing. And what I love about this tease, Matt, is that this is the bouncy tail ball game. It is going to bring interaction with these beautiful beings to the next level. And I just love that. I think so many people have a room full of floor ornaments because they're like, I'm going to get my cat toys. They need toys. We got to get toys for the cats. So they have something to play with. But they actually don't like playing that much by themselves. They love the interaction. They love the engagement.
Yeah.
And that's what's actually really enriching. And you are really changing the game.
More than you know.
Yeah.
Like you know, you are really making a big difference. Huge. Like you are making a big difference in this world, in this community, in the community
touching all these lives
of cat people. Which, you know, we need more people to make differences for cats.
Or more of your awesome ideas, because you're on fire.
No, yeah, I'm excited. I have the next. So like we do have a couple versions of like bouncy tales that we want to come out that will just like tend to our current customer base. But yeah, with the game, I think that's going to be huge. I just can't wait for like people to be playing the game. And then the cat's like, what are you doing playing with all these cat toys? And then the cats jump in. Cause it's like one thing, I mean, I'm sure you guys noticed, or you all notice it plenty. It's like, right. It's like when we play, or like when we're super focused or engaged in something, right. It's like, all of a sudden our pets are like, what are you doing? What's so interesting over here? So it's like that part of the idea with this game is to make it engaging, just like even more engaging for people, to where then like the pets are like, what's so fun about this? And then they see, oh, like these are cat toys. Oh, and then like just kind of jump in and
want to be a part of it too.
And we were just talking with another friend of ours, or maybe another interview, I don't remember, but how for some of our cats that have never had the gift of interaction, you know, maybe they've been raised in a situation where play was not an interactive thing for them. Like they don't know what play is necessarily, or they don't know how to engage that instinct of the joy of hunting for them. I really feel like this game is going to be like such an invitation with our boy that we were working with a feline behaviorist, and she was telling us how much playtime, and she was specifically talking about play with a one toy, would help with some of the behavioral issues that we were dealing with, that we really wanted to help him feel more comfortable and confident. And we told her, we're like, listen, this cat does not want to play. And she said, he is lying to you. And we were like, girl, please. She was 3,000% correct.
Yeah.
But in that moment of really exploring what it took to get our Pooh Bear to play with us, it took a consistent invitation.
Yeah.
And I feel like they need to know that this is something that they can trust, that they can explore, that it's not some little one-off kind of thing. And I love that everything, just bouncy out balls in general, but also this game that is going to really engage humans more than some.
I don't want to say more than cats, because
no, it's but I think be, that it's going to bring humans into that space of realizing a whole different aspect of their cat's personality.
Yeah.
And I think that is the real enrichment.
Yeah. It's an invitation for the humans, right? Yes. It's an invitation for the humans to really sit down and do something that's fun for them, that interacts, that interacts with their cats, that builds that bond, that builds that enrichment. And so I think it's just brilliant. I know it's a huge tease, guys, and you're like, what? But stay tuned. Don't, you know, like subscribe to everything. And so that you don't miss out.
It's been what, 8 years, 7 or 8 years that we've kept you all to ourselves. And this is our first time doing a podcast with you. Can we go ahead and say like in 4 or 5 months or whenever this happens, we get you back again.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yes. That'd be amazing.
Awesome.
That would be awesome to do a whole announcement. Here,
Matt. You're...
We could use Bouncy Tails could use your help. So
let's go.
I love it. Well, yes.
Let's all spread the message far and wide. This is going to be such a game changer. I love it.
I feel like I've naturally like always been pretty introverted, but when I first created Bouncy Tails, I was on a really good rhythm of like posting consistently and trying to be engaging and stuff. And then, you know, it's just like, I guess when you're doing things for so long, you just kind of start focusing in different areas. And as of late, at least over the last like three years or so, I've been really focused on just trying to get production and manufacturing and just trying to get like, what's going to be next, what's going to like, you know, try to expand our line. Not a ton. I don't want to create a ton of other products, but I do have about another like 4 or so products, and maybe 5, like 2 of them will be more Bouncy Tails related, and then like another 3 are going to be a completely different look, but again, it's still going to all go back to creating a fun and engaging environment for both people and pets. And it's tough, like I'm not here saying, oh, like you should spend hours playing with cats every single day, you know. It's not it's tough to like find time in the day to play. And And like, I guess like my thought is just even with like, even if you can spend 10 or 15 minutes in the day, just even just spending that time, right? It's like, at least if there's a toy that's more engaging and fun, then it makes that time a little bit better and even just more doable. Just, yeah, so.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what all comes out of your brain. And I love your intention. I love everything about everything that you do. And I have a sneaking suspicion once you get landed in your place, who is it? Nina that said the cat distribution system will get to work shortly. As soon as you get landed in a place, you know, it's hard to do all the stuff and things about bringing new products to market when you have a very small team, right? Like, but once you get landed and the cat distribution system works its way out, you're going to have a lot of help on that social media front. And in the meantime, we are happy to help in any way we can.
Absolutely.
So you are so much.
Awesome. Well, yeah, no, I appreciate it. And yes, and I can't wait for the cat distribution once I'm in Washington. So
It's going to be so great. Yeah. Matt, you are absolutely fabulous. Thank you for bringing Bouncy Tail Balls to market
to
all of our cats, and for being so awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show as well.
Yeah. Thank you all for inviting me. I haven't done many podcasts. So to me, this is an amazing experience and first live stream. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. First live stream right here with us.
You're a total pro. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay.